This Chazar is Echemesh Bachachet Shagav Rebbehudim Masechet Bar Metzia Daf Kof Gimel. The Gemara has brought the machlokes with where Rabba holds that a simon that tends to be trampled upon is not considered to be a simon, and Rabba says that it is. In fact, Gemara, maybe we can say that this machlok is actually a matter of machlokes among Tanoim in our Mishnah. A view that said if a found item has something unusual about it, it must be announced to be returned. For example, if a cake of figs is found with a piece of pottery in it, or a loaf of bread has coins in it, it has to be announced. This would suggest that the Tanakama argues and holds that it may be kept by the finder. Now, presumably, they both hold that a simon that came about accidentally on its own, like a pottery in a cake of figs, is considered to be a simon, and all hold that one may walk by food he sees on the floor and doesn't have to pick it up. Therefore, the machlokes seems to be whether a simon that is typically trampled upon is considered to be a simon. Tanakama holds that it's not a simon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is a simon. After the Gemara, written name of Rava said, if the Tanakama holds that way, why does he say in the Mishnah that loaves of a home-baked bread found in the Rishas Rabbah need not be announced? Rather, we have to say that all agree that a simon that is usually trampled upon is considered to be a simon, and everyone agrees that one may pass by food without picking it up. Machlokes whether a simon that comes about on its own is considered to be a simon. The Tanakhama says it's not a simon. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is. Another teretz, we could say that Rabbi would say that all agree that a simon that tends to be trampled upon is not a simon. And all also would agree that one may not pass by food without picking it up. Machlokes is whether a simon that comes about on its own is considered to be a simon. The Tanakhama says it's not a simon. Rabbi Yehuda says it is a simon. Others say that it was originally thought that the machloikas could be explained as being based on whether one may walk by food without picking it up, and there was written in the name of Rava. And Rabba explained that the machloikas is based on whether a simon that came about on its own is considered to be a simon. Zbachtamar Vaitra, there was written in the name of Rava, said the rule regarding lost items is as soon as the owner says, woe to me, I have lost money, vaidli lechasar and kiss, he has been meyayish. There was in the name of Rava also said, the halacha is that small bundles of produce that are found in the Rishas Rabban belong to the finder. If they are found in the Rishas Yochid, then if they are found in a way which shows a fell from the owner, they belong to the finder. If they can be seen that they were placed there by the owner, the finder has to announce them. This is regarding a case where there's no simon. However, if the bundle has a simon, whether it's found there's a ram or so yachin, and whether it fell or was placed there, it must be announced. The Mishnah said, Umach roizoy shel dogim. Why does the type of knot not serve as a simon? Mar says, the Mishnah is discussing a sailor's knot, which is standard, and therefore cannot serve as a simon. Why can't the number of fish serve as a simon? Mar says, the case is that there was a standard number of fish on the string. Mar was asked of Sheshes, can the number of items found serve as a simon or not? Rav Sheshes said, a braisa says if someone found kalem of silver or copper or any metal, it should not be returned until a simon is given or until he can give them their weight. Now, if the weight connects to the simon, then of course, then the size or number can serve as a simon as well. Why can't the weight of the pieces serve as a simon? Mar said the case is where it was a standard weight. Why can't the types of cuts serve as a simon? We know, is it from the neck, from the leg, etc.? In fact, we have a braisa that says if someone found pieces of fish or a fish that was bitten, he has to announce them. If he found barrels of wine, of oil, of grain, of dried figs, or of olives, they belong to the finder. Presumably, it's the type of cut of fish that would act as a simon. Mar says the braisa is talking about where the fish where the fish was cut in a distinct shape, and that's why it can act as a simon. In fact, my Mishnah says if someone found jugs of wine or oil, they have to be announced. How does this braisa say the finder can keep it? Rosera, the name of Rav said, the Mishnah is discussing resealed jugs which act as a simon. In fact, that means that the braisa is dealing with open jugs. If so, the owner has made an intentional loss by leaving it open for bugs and animals to get to. So why does the braisa have to teach that the finder may keep it? And for the Gemara of Ishaya said, the braisa is discussing where the jug was covered but not sealed. Abaya gave another teretz. He said, the Mishnah and the braisa are both talking about resealed jugs. The Mishnah is discussing where they before the wine buying season began, where it's therefore uncommon to have resealed jugs and therefore can act as a simon. And the braisa is talking about where it's during the selling season when it's common to have resealed jugs and therefore it cannot serve as a simon. Rabbi Bibi asked Rav Nachman, does the place where the lost items was found serve as a simon? Rav Nachman said, the braisa quoted above said that one may keep the jugs of wine, of oil, etc. that he finds. Now, if the place can serve as a simon, why doesn't he announce the place and see if the owner can come and tell him where he lost it? It must be the place cannot serve as a simon. Rav Zit says it's not a proof, because the case may be where the jugs were found where the boats dock, and since many jugs are unloaded over there, the place can't serve as a simon. Rav Murray said the reason the Rabbanan said that the place cannot serve as a simon in this case is because we can tell him, the same way you left items there, many others have done the same over there as well. Mar says a person once found pitch in a wine press. Rav told him he may keep it. Rabbi Abba explained, Rav said that because he saw that the weeds grew over it already. That meant that it was there for quite some time and the owners were therefore definitely meyayish. Mishnah Shimon also I'm a bechulu. In fact, what's on Purya? Rabbi Yehuda name Shimon said it's a new keli that is not yet recognized by the owner. What's the case? If there's a simon, why does it matter that the owner doesn't recognize it? If there's no simon, what good would it help if he does recognize it? And for the Gemara, the case is where there's no simon. However, the halacha is that we return an item that the Talmud Chacham to a Talmud Chacham if he recognizes just by based on his recognition, even if there's no simon. Rabbi Shimon therefore teaches if it's a new keli, it would not be returned to a Talmud Chacham without a simon either. The Gemara says, Marzucha Mechasida once was a guest by someone who had a silver cup stolen from him. Marzucha saw one of his Hamidim wash his hands and wipe them in someone else's clothing. He saw this. He said, this Talmud has to be the one who stole the cup, because we already see he has no regard for anyone else's property. They put pressure on this Talmud, and he admitted to stealing the cup.